This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
We are talking burritos because Chipotle is coming to the Middle East. Nathaniel Lawton is the Chief Business Development Officer at Chipotle. They're tying up with Al Shire to open two outlets here in the UAE and two in Kuwait. I spoke to Nate from his HQ in California, asking him why they were moving into the Gulf now.
Well, we're super excited to bring Chipotle's classic culinary food to the Middle East. Very exciting time for us. As you know, most of our restaurants today in our existing footprint in the US, Canada, and Europe are company owned and operated. And that has been our strategy for most markets. But as we move forward in some markets, what we've learned is we're going to need partners to enter the market. And we've been able to find a proven partner and Al Shire at this time to enter the market. So we're super excited to be bringing Chipotle at this time.
And this is the first external partner, the first franchise partner that you've had anywhere in the world. What's that model going to look like for you?
Yes, so this is our first franchise partnership, and we're very excited to have a proven partner with Al Shire who can deliver on Chipotle standards in the region. And so we'll be learning on that partnership in both the UAE and Kuwait starting in 2024.
What can you tell us about where the restaurants will be in Dubai?
We haven't identified the real estate yet. So we're working through that process with Al Shire now, and we look forward to being in both Dubai and Kuwait in 2024.
What are you looking for in terms of real estate? What would be ideal?
Well, obviously, Chipotle is a big brand that a lot of consumers are interested in. So we want to be in places where consumers can find us.
What's the ultimate goal in terms of the number of outlets that you could have here in the UAE and in the wider Middle East?
Yep. So we don't know how many restaurants there will be, but we're hoping there could be several. And so we're looking forward to learning on the proposition starting in 2024, and we'll go from there.
I mean, are we talking, there could be a dozen, could we eventually see hundreds across the region? How big could this get for you?
Yeah, no, we're going to start with four in 2024, but we do hope there could be hundreds over time.
And will we see any localization of the menu?
So we still haven't aligned the menu with Al Shire yet. We're working on it. Our intent is to bring the Chipotle menu from the US, but obviously respecting any cultural differences that we would need to account for.
And what are you planning to do in terms of sourcing ingredients, in terms of sourcing food locally?
Absolutely. So we're working through the product supply aspect of this right now. We absolutely want to deliver on Chipotle's same culinary standards and real food in the market. And so we'll make sure the supply chain is able to deliver on that.
How are you coping at the moment? And I realize that you have an earnings call this week, so you're slightly stymied in terms of how much you can say to me. But how is Chipotle coping with the rise in costs, particularly in food costs that we've seen in the last year?
Absolutely. So a few things I would reflect on that. One is Chipotle is still a great value for consumers. You can get a chicken burrito at Chipotle for under $10, which for the food that we provide, the culinary we provide, we think that is an incredible value and versus the competitive set that we share. So there's still incredible value in Chipotle proposition. The other thing I would say is there are always, you know, macro factors that are impacting our business that are outside of our control. And so what we continue to focus on is running great restaurants, providing consumers with outstanding, classically cooked, culinary, real food, and treasuring every guest experience. And what we find is when we do those things well, consumers tend to reward us.
And that is Nate Lawton. He's Chief Business Development Officer at Chipotle, speaking to me from their HQ in California.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.